Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mishlei Perek Chof Aleph, the 21st chapter of the book of Mishlei. This Perek is 31 Pesukim long and is really much in the theme of the last Perek, which is the idea of a king. It can be neatly broken up into two sections. The first 21 Pesukim, Aleph to Chof Aleph, are the purpose of the king, the Mishpat, the justice that a king provides for society. And in this section, we talk about the importance of understanding the actions, the real intent of people. And therefore, he talks about ideas which pull away a person from due justice. One of those is insensitivity to another. A king really needs to be a person who is able to always act sensitively towards other people in order to get to the justice they need to perform for his function. The second section is Psukim Chof Beis to Lamed Aleph, the last section of this perek. And that is the secondary purpose of the king, and that is going to war. Ish giborim ala chacham vayored oz mivtecha. He's going to have this strength because of his security, and the last pasuk is about sus muchan liyom milchama, the horse which is prepared for war. Reading it this way, then even when you hear the other descriptions like laziness and arrogance and indulgence, which are themes which come up across Mishlei everywhere, these themes seem to be more related to the king and how a king deals with these ideas and how they affect the two purposes, both as a judge and as a war minister. We're going to take a look at four psukim in this perek, and of course these are four examples of every pasuk which really can be unpacked on so many different levels. We're going to look at the first pasuk, which is an extremely famous pasuk, which reads as follows. Pasuk Aleph, Palge Mayim Lev Melech. Like channeled water is the mind of a king, b'yad Hashem, in the hand of Hashem. Al kol asher yachpotz yatenu, in whichever direction he wants, he will tilt it. What does this mean? Does this mean to say that kings do not have free will? So the Malbim says, yes, that is in fact what's happening over here. Because the decision-making of a leader of a society is not just impacting themselves personally, but is impacting thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability and right to sometimes manipulate their decisions to impact the course of history and the lives of millions, which is at stake over here. The image we should be thinking about is water which is coursing out of a spring and can be channeled in so many different directions. A spring which could be channeled to this field, to that field, depending on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees is fit through this person themselves. What is the mechanics of this? How does this work exactly? So Gemara Brachos on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph tells us a beautiful thing. The name of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that three, Shlosha Tzrichim Rachamim, three require mercy. They are Melech Tov, Shana Tov, and Chalom Tov, a good king, a good year, and a good dream. And then it quotes our pasuk as, the king, for a good king, Mpalge Mayim Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. Fascinating about these three ideas. The Maharsha explains that the understanding over here is what are these three items, what are these three ideas dependent on? They are dependent on primarily the recipients, meaning to what do we owe a good year? Well, it depends how we're acting. If we're acting in a way which we deserve a good year, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us one. If we do to enough teshuva, if we're able to pivot what a dream, a spotty dream could be based on our actions, we can turn it into a chelma tova, into a good dream. And that same applies for a king as well. What is the heart of a king dependent on is the actions of his subjects, metaphysically. Meaning, if a nation is going to be a nation which deserves good and is acting well, in such a case, that will reflect on the king himself. And such a leader will be influenced, will give good influence to those people because of their actions. So it's not going to be simply in a vacuum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pivoting and changing what he wants. There's going to be also dependent on the people, which is what this Gemara is trying to say as well. Let's skip forward to Pasuk Chof Gimel, also another famous Pasuk. Shomer Piv Ulushana, person who guards their mouth and their tongue, Shomer Mitzaros Nafshoi, will guard a person from their own sorrows, from the pain of the soul. The Vilna Gaon says a terrifying thing in his Pirush on Mishlei. He says that, in fact, we are talking about two different types of infractions that a mouth could have. The infraction of the mouth is all we put into it. The indulgences, I want to eat this and whatever I will do in order to get to eating that. And the Lashonoi, the tongue, is about what we speak, what goes in and what goes out of the mouth. And he says, in the end, that both of these things will, if avoided, will prevent us from getting tzarois nafshoi, the pains of the soul. What does that mean? Because he describes there are two types of punishments which can be affected for a person. A person who expresses themselves in an overabundance of desire and a lack of self-control will experience the idea of Gehinnom Shel Eish. That means to say, like the fires that burnt in a person, to indulge, there will be fires that will burn out those urges after life. But there's another type of punishment for the person who speaks Lashon Hara, and that's what's called Kaf HaKela, which is a terrifying description, which is referenced a number of times in Tanakh, which is literally means this is the slingshot, where the soul is essentially in a period of non-rest. It keeps moving and being flung from one end of the world to the other without being able to ever find its own sense of menucha. That is the punishment one of the punishments for Lashon Hara. Therefore, says Mishlei, Shomer Piv L'Shono, God what goes in and out of your mouth, Shomer Mitzaras Nashai, and prevent yourself from the pains, the terrifying afflictions, which one will have to deal with afterwards for those choices. We skip forward to the next pasuk, which is pasuk Chav Dalad, and it reads as follows, Zevach Rishaim To'eva, the sacrifice of the evil is an abomination, Af Kevizima Yuvienu, because it is brought in a state of deceit. The Malbim explains that even if the action of the korban bringing or the sacrifice, whether it be in thought, speech or action, is brought by a rasha, seeing as their course of life is still corrupt, it is going to impact this korban. You know, I once heard Stephen Covey once quote in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He says the following quote, I cannot hear what you're saying, your actions are shouting too loud. Meaning, if this person is still acting as a rasha, but they're bringing a korban, the korban may be fine and fantastic, but their lifestyle is contradicting the action that they're bringing now, and therefore it's not helpful. The Gemara in Brachos takes us to a fascinating halachic perspective. The Gemara in Brachos on Chof Beis and Beis tells us that if you are davening and you find that there was excrement in the area that you were davening in, you didn't notice it, there's a debate in the Gemara as to whether or not your tefillah served its purpose. Did your tefillah work but it was bad, or was your tefillah ineffective? And Rava actually says, no, you know what? In the end of the day, you may have davened, your tefillah was an abomination because this pasuk, Zevach Rishaim To'eva. You may be considered blameless, it may not have been within your full control, you could have checked more carefully, but it wasn't that you actively did something, but in the end of the day, there was a pagam in your tefillah, there was a deficiency in your tefillah, and it needs to be repeated. That's one aspect of the halacha. Finally, the last pasuk we're going to focus on today, and this is just four of the 31, but this is the fourth one we're going to look at, is the second last pasuk, which is Ein Chochma ve'ein Tvuna ve'ein Eitza le'neged Hashem. There's no wisdom, there's no understanding, there's no advice when it comes to when you're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? The first it means is, the Malbim says, is very clearly, and this is the most obvious way to read this pasuk, is that you can do all the effort you want, and we should. We should invest a lot of effort into the world around us, and we should try to be very careful. But in the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another plan, he's going to make sure the other plan happens. So yes, we should prepare for war, and as the next pasuk, the last pasuk in the Perek says, Sus Muchan Le'yom Yochama, you prepare your horse for the day of war, V'al Hashem Tahat Shua, V'al Hashem will bring victory. You start preparing in this direction, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a salvation coming from a different direction. That's what it means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ultimately the choice, even though we are making choices. But the Gemara in Brachos pivots it in a different direction. The Gemara in Brachos in New Testament base tells us, the name of Yehuda Merav, HaMoitzi Kilayim Bebigdoi. Let's say you're walking in the public domain, you look down, you realize, wait a second, I'm wearing something which is Kilayim, which means I'm wearing something which is asr to be worn. What should you do? The Gemara says, Poishton Afilu Ashuk. If you realize it is kilayim da'oraisa, it is biblical kilayim, it is biblical prohibited wool and linen which are together, you need to take off your frock right there in public, even if that's all you are wearing. The Gemara says, wait a second, but you're going to be unclothed. There'll be, isn't that a terrible embarrassment? The Gemara says, Ein chachma, ve'ein tfuna, ve'ein eitza le'neged Hashem. Kol makom she'esh chil Hashem, ein cholkin kovad la'rav. You know what? When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, if there's a Chilul Hashem Da'araisa which is going on, which is by a person wearing a garment, in that case, even at that point in time, a person would need to take it off. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chilul Hashem is at stake in this case by having a person transgressing overtly such a idea. This is not Maris Ayin. This is not even an idea of Kavod Abrios, which the Gemara is about to talk to when it comes to a rabbinic transgression. When it comes to a biblical infraction, we say, Ein chochma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein eitza le'neged Hashem. We ultimately need to. There's going to be a point in our life where sacrifice will demand from us certain expectations, and this is one of those expectations where there's no way out. And that's what the Gemara is telling us over here, which is a little bit of a different idea to the idea of Hashem's ultimate plan. It's about a halachic detail in our lives that there are certain steps that we need to take to ensure the posterity of Hashem's Torah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.